We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I don't think people realize what the Democrats tried to do with us, the way they weaponized the system.
The United States and Mexico are stronger when we stand together.
We are not saying don't come. We are saying don't come now.
He was known as middle class Joe, working class Joe throughout his time as the U.S. Senate. He ran on that.
The recent administration has taken my livelihood from me.
Not only do you have to eat the sausage.
That's not a laughing matter.
I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male.
Boy, Andrew Cuomo's not doing us any favors, is he? Holy cow. Hey, glad you're with us on this Tuesday morning on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Little buddy check here. We're still here. We're not going anywhere. Just a few changes announced yesterday in case you were watching the headlines. I mean, there's no plan at this point to swap in, me out with anybody over at KMOX. Just want to go on the record with that. Just, you know.
The swap has been made.
That's their loss, but I'm just going to point that out. Anyway, headlines yesterday, of course, if you were paying attention yesterday afternoon, is that Dave Glover's afternoon show is switching over to our sister station down the hallway. And my friend Mark Reardon, who I've known for at least since 2007 or 2008, is coming down the hallway to take over the afternoon job here on 97.1.
And excited to welcome Mark to the family, and best of luck to Glover.
I think it's important to talk. I mean, obviously, those two talked about it yesterday on their own shows. I don't have to belabor that. But I think it's an important issue for us to talk about why they're doing that. I mean, I've kind of likened it this way. If a company owned two car dealerships and they both sold a lot of the same cars, you might see a situation where why would they be competing with each other all the time? In many ways, for many years, KMOX and 97.1 competed for somewhat of the same audience. Given the fact that the Rush Limbaugh show was over on KMOX for so many years. Obviously, with the death of Rush, that has changed a few things. And from the company's perspective, they see that 97.1 is a station that is a talk station that views things through a conservative lens when it talks about all of the issues, statewide, local, national, that sort of thing. And that KMOX, other than that day part with Rush and then with Mark in the afternoon, primarily handles news, more of a straight news talk station. So they just decided to make more of a separation between those two. So Glove's going over there. Reardon's coming down the hall. We're thrilled to have him. I'm sure we'll have him on the show here if we can get his lazy butt out of bed early enough to do radio with us. I don't know what time he gets up. I know he's got a little one, so he's probably up earlier than most people. So I think he was on with Annie yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I did see in the press release that he's an avid Bruce Springsteen fan, so I'm excited to get to know him better.
I'll try not to
have something in common.
I'll try not to hold that against him. I've known Mark for a long time. I just realized yesterday reading the bio that he graduated from Mizzou about the same time my wife did. So she thought he looked familiar, but she wasn't sure if they ran across each other at Mizzou or not. But
big school,
something to talk about. So he's a hometown kid, and we're happy to have him here at 971. But I mean, just to reiterate the fact that nothing about the content on this radio station is going to change. People get nervous when they start to see changes like that being made, and they worry that, you know, it's coming from corporate and they're coming after all of you, and it's really got nothing to do with that. In fact, it's a confirmation, in my opinion, of what we do here on 971 FM Talk. So you can move forward with that confidence. Any questions, we can get to those this morning as the show moves on. It is election day, at least in the city of St. Louis. They're having a primary election today, and we are going to talk to one of the candidates coming up in the 8 o'clock hour and just remind people that this is a different kind of election this year. They have what they're referring to, which is kind of a joke. They're calling it a nonpartisan election system, although to my knowledge, to my last count, there were only two people who might identify as Republican who are in any of the races this year, and that includes mayor and alderman, and there are a lot of seats up. Mm-hmm. So there's very little nonpartisan about this race. But regardless, you can vote for up to four people on the mayor's ballot this year, which is brand new. Don't be surprised when you walk in the voting booth. In fact, you know, I've noticed this morning an uptick in traffic outside of the studio as Democrats scurry around to harvest ballots leading up to the election today. So it should be an interesting turnout. And maybe our friend Keith Antone's out there driving around already. I don't know.
You never know.
You just never know. Coming up a little later, you know, John Shimkus retired from Congress. His replacement is Congresswoman Mary Miller, and she's going to join us a little later to talk about H.R. 1, this Equality Act as well that's coming through the House of Representatives. So we're going to get to that. Speaker Tim Jones at about 6:37. Also today on 2A Tuesday, we got Michael Hammond from Gun Owners of America. There are reports circulating that next week, after they get this budget deal forced through on a purely partisan vote from the House and the Senate, that they're going to immediately turn to gun control. What does that look like? Michael Hammond from Gun Owners of America is in here about 7:37 this morning. We got it covered for you. Big show coming up right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Before we start tonight, let me say something that I'm sure is very obvious to you who watch my show. And thank you for that. You're straight with me, I'll be straight with you. Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. Now, of course, CNN has to cover it. They have covered it extensively, and they will continue to do so. I have always cared very deeply about these issues, and profoundly so. I just wanted to tell you that. There's a lot of news going on that matters also. So let's get after that.
Oh, boy. Chris Cuomo there, who's had his brother on the air, you know, is just a couple of months ago, praising him over his book and violating his own agreement with CNN not to have his brother on the air. Now suddenly wants you to know that he's all about hashtag Me Too and he's serious about these issues, but he just can't talk about it because it's his brother. So for those of you who watch CNN, and I'm assuming most of you don't, I thought I'd throw that out there for you. Yesterday, a third woman came out accusing Andrew Cuomo of unwanted sexual advances. Or another way of putting that is a third nail in the coffin happened yesterday for Andrew Cuomo. He's lost de Blasio. He's lost many Democrats within the state of New York have called for him to resign. And here's the interesting thing about this. It took this. You know, I'm not downplaying what he's accused of doing here. As Tricia pointed out the other day, at least the initial lady who accused him of this is herself running for office of some sort in New York.
I think it's a Manhattan borough president is what she's running for.
And the second one wasn't, and now the third one wasn't. In fact, the second one was like in her mid-20s and a classmate of his daughter, which is even creepier, right? And now a third one comes out and claims that he tried to kiss her at a wedding back in 2019, pre-COVID, of course. This is what's finally got Democrats in the state ready to kick him out of office. Not the 15,000 deaths of old people that he contributed to. This has got Janice Dean of Fox News in an uproar. And you really can't blame her for that. She's so angry with these people that are suddenly ready to run him up the flagpole because of whatever he's accused of with these three women now. But they were perfectly fine with the fact that he completely blew the COVID response in his state. And is still in, you know, showing no signs of resigning or any of that stuff. There's a double standard there. Could you imagine if it was Governor DeSantis who had done any of this? There would be protests in Tallahassee on a daily basis demanding his resignation. They'd be burning effigies of him in front of the state house down there in Florida because of this. Wow. Just kind of stunning stuff that Cuomo, it took these kind of allegations to get Cuomo in real trouble. I'm just kind of stunned by it. The other thing that I wanted to point out this morning that I noticed yesterday, there's a new DHS secretary. He got confirmed, so I don't know if you're familiar with this guy or name. His name is Alejandro Mayorkas. He is the new DHS Secretary, Homeland Security. Listen to the outrageous lie that this guy told yesterday about what is now, again, a full-blown crisis at our southern border. Cut six, please.
Do you believe that right now there's a crisis at the border?
I think that the answer is no. I think there is a challenge at the border that we are managing, and we have our resources dedicated to managing it.
These folks have effectively ended ICE. They've ordered them not to do their duty, right? So there's no immigrations and customs enforcement at all, and they've turned the Border Patrol into nursemaids. There was a report this morning by Griff Jenkins on Fox, if you heard that or not. Maybe at the top of the hour they replayed it. I heard it on my way in. They had 30,000 people try to get across the border approximately a year ago in March when Donald Trump was in charge of immigration policy. Last month, It was 75,000. What's the difference? Joe Biden's open border policy. Here's the bigger problem. Of the 75,000 that tried to get in last month, almost 7,000, between 5 and 7,000, I forget exactly what the figure is, were unaccompanied minors. So they can't just turn children loose in the country. They have to turn them over to social services or house them. How is that? Remember, these were kids in cages when it was Donald Trump in office. How is that not a crisis on our southern border? We allow a million people a year to legally immigrate into this country. Right now, we're on track to have another million come in illegally. Illegally. That is indeed a crisis on the southern border, despite the fact that these people are completely blind to that problem. That border problem had been effectively fixed. And they've gone down and completely reversed that in what, a month and a half, 6 weeks? Unbelievable. It's stunning to look at how out of touch with reality they are. Hey, former Governor Eric Greitens may run for office again. What office is it going to be? We'll ask him when we come back. Our guest right now, former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who, among other things, is the host of Actionable Intelligence on Real America's Voice right now. Governor, welcome back.
Hey, Mark. Great to be on with you, man. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Good to get you on here. You watched, I'm sure, the president's speech yesterday, or at least portions of it. What's your impression after 5 or 6 weeks of him being sort of offline?
Well, I think it's very clear that, you know, despite the wishes of the left and the establishment, Donald Trump is very much here. He is the leader of the Republican Party. He laid out a very clear message. And it's also clear that conservatives, not only all of your listeners and viewers across Missouri, but conservatives across the country want President Trump's leadership. They want somebody who's willing to stand up and, you know, especially stand up against the lunacy that we're seeing out of the left. I thought it was a very strong speech, and it's very clear that Trump is in the driver's seat of the Republican Party and the America First movement.
Yeah, well, you talk about leadership and standing up, and, you know, I had a guest on a minute ago, and we were sort of contrasting even the energy level, let alone the speaking style difference between President Biden and President Trump. It instills confidence is one thing, right? And the other thing is it really he drew out the differences between somebody who caters to the swamp and somebody who stood up for what's right.
You were exactly right, Mark. First, that point that you make about energy, it's very clear that President Trump had and has a vision for who America is going to become. And when he was president, when he was enacting that vision, what did you see? You saw broad-based prosperity across the country. The economy that President Trump was putting in place, the America First economy, that was working for every American. It was working across the board. By contrast, it looks to a lot of people like President Biden's administration is simply being driven by the most leftist radicals in Washington, D.C. I mean, when you look at what he did, for example, coming into office and killing off the Keystone XL pipeline, I can't emphasize how radical a move that was. Not only did he kill 11,000 jobs with a stroke of the pen, he also imperiled one of Donald Trump's like most significant achievements, which was that we had achieved American energy independence under President Trump. That was good for the economy. It was good for America's national security. And then Biden comes in and he wipes it out right away. That was just part of this kind of radical leftist agenda that you're seeing from President Biden. And it's very clear the contrast between the two.
Yeah, I wanted to play one more bite from the president yesterday.
Yeah.
Tricia, play cut number five, please.
And of course, the warmonger, a person that loves seeing our troops fighting, Liz Cheney. How about that? The good news is in her state, she's been censured, and in her state, her poll numbers have dropped faster than any human being I've ever seen.
hopefully they'll get rid of her with the next election. Get rid of them all.
So the president clearly going after people he didn't feel like supported him through the impeachment and right at the very end of his presidency there, which brings up Missouri's next election cycle in 2022. We have a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs. We can't avoid the elephant in the room. People have said that there may be some interest on your part in running for Roy Blunt's seat. Any comment on that?
Yeah, Mark, look, I'm evaluating right now what I'm going to be doing this year. I can tell you I have always loved fighting for the people of Missouri, serving the people of Missouri, loved doing it when I was a Navy SEAL, when I was leading the Mission Continues, love fighting every day as governor for the people of Missouri. And I do think that Missouri needs strong leadership, and the voters of Missouri deserve to have leaders in the U.S. Senate who are gonna fight for them. As you know, unfortunately, Roy Blunt has been out siding with Mitch McConnell. He's been criticizing the president of the United States over what happened on January 6th. He's been criticizing the president of the United States for not coming to Joe Biden's inauguration, where obviously everybody in Missouri saw Roy Blunt there. So it's something that I'm certainly gonna keep the door open to and take a look at, because the people of Missouri deserve a fighter. I think what we've seen over the course of the last couple of months, and I certainly experienced when I was in office, is that it's not enough for somebody to have an R behind their name. We have to have people who are willing to take on the establishment, to actually fight against the swamp on behalf of people.
Yeah, it's a good point. I know that you tape actionable intelligence in Washington, D.C. Any comments on the military state that we're in D.C. right now and continue to be under, Governor?
It is sad, Mark. It is incredibly, incredibly sad. I mean, you're seeing still this military presence in Washington, D.C. The other day I was out and it was storming, it was sleeting, it was hailing. I was talking to these guys from the National Guard, and they will tell you, there's no mission. No one from the Biden administration has actually come out and said, this is why you need to be here. But instead, you have miles of fencing and razor wire and troops keeping your listeners away from their capital. The Biden administration needs to explain what the mission is. And it is a sad thing to see when you're walking through our beautiful capital and you see homeless encampments and razor wire and troops, and it's just another indication of the kind of failed priorities of the left and the failure of the Biden administration to articulate where they're taking the country.
Yeah, and to explain why in the world we've still got that many troops there after this much time. It's pretty stunning. Governor, when can people catch actionable intelligence?
So, Mark, we've got a lot of clips online on YouTube, but we've actually moved. I'm going to continue to contribute for Real America's Voice, and we're bringing out a new show. But we've just made the decision that I'm going to be a contributor across the network on all of the Real America's Voice shows.
Oh, good.
And we're out there. People can catch us on War Room. You've seen me doing that on a regular basis, and we're putting up all of the clips. I encourage folks to go out to YouTube. You can just go out to the Eric Ryan YouTube page. We've also got stuff on Rumble, Twitter, Parler, etc., and you can catch all the segments there.
Very good, Governor. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
You bet, Mark. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Former Governor Eric Greitens there joining us. You know, he's piquing people's interest on whether or not he might be interested in primarying Roy Blunt in 2022. I haven't heard Senator Blunt say if he's running for re-election, but it's going to shape up to be a very interesting year next year, isn't it?
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show. You're joining us on Facebook this morning. Good morning to you. If you're joining us on radio.com, that's an easy way to pick us up wherever you're going. And it's foolproof, in my opinion. It's great. You should try it. If you haven't tried it, you can do the replay. When you hear something brilliant, you can rewind it and listen to it again. It's fantastic.
Oh, you mean the whole show?
Of course. I mean, you know I'm referring to the whole show. Thank you, Denise.
You're welcome. Happy to help.
You know, an observation that this is not the first time in my life I've experienced it, but I'm still always surprised by it. I'll just have to say, as a parent, when my kid was young, my son was young, he played hockey briefly. And I was stunned at the time, and this was 18 years ago, 17 years ago, I was stunned at how expensive that sport was.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to go get all the equipment, you know, the skates.
Especially if you're a goalie.
Thank you. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So then my daughter gets into swimming, and I'm like, thank God.
Oh, those suits are expensive.
How expensive can that be compared to hockey?
Hockey says, hold my beer.
Yeah, thank you. Hockey says, hold my beer. Then we're paying $300 for a competition suit that you could only wear four or five times the material was so thin, you had to have a different competition suit, you know. So anyway.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir here. Denise and I grew
surrounded
up in that
by swimmers.
Sport. Yeah.
and so now comes to my current teenager who, you know, is only in middle school, but is experimenting with several different sports. First one was volleyball. That actually is the cheapest sport I've come across, honestly. Had to go buy a regulation size volleyball, and I had to buy her some knee pads. So that was pretty easy, and a T-shirt that said volleyball dad or something on it. I don't know. Well, not that expensive. So then she comes home the other day and announces that she's going to play lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
She'd never even seen a lacrosse game, but at her school, they encourage kids to try sports they haven't tried before.
Mia played lacrosse for a little bit, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. She's all in on basketball now, but yes, we did the lacrosse.
How expensive could that be? So, you know, I Google, like,
goggles,
I don't know, Sports Academy
the stick.
And
there's
all this
stick,
stuff.
Yeah. I know. if there's a stick involved,
but it's
you're
a
at
stick.
Least at $100. Mm-hmm.
it's like you go shopping for a baseball bat for your kid when they're playing Little League, and you find out that some of them can cost $400 for the bat. So I go to a place that I didn't know existed before Saturday. Some lacrosse shop
lacrosse
out in the
store.
County, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even know that was a thing. And you walk in there and, you know, the coach has certain recommendations. You can buy whatever you want, but this is what this kid's doing or that kid's doing because it's a little lighter than the cheaper stick. And you walk out of there $200 later, right?
Well, if it was a boy playing, there'd be even more to buy because they have to wear shoulder pads and other equipment that girls don't.
Or maybe when they get older. Mm-mm. Right?
No, the boys wear the shoulder pads and stuff like that. The girls don't.
They don't?
Why?
Okay, all right.
I didn't know the
rules between the, from my limited experience in lacrosse, they can get away with more, like doing more. Like
physical.
With the, yes,
physical
than the girls
stuff,
do.
Yeah.
It would be like a penalty for the girls, but the guys can get away
with
it. Because
I saw helmets
more.
And stuff in there, but we weren't required to buy those for
the boys
middle school
do.
Girls. I assume maybe when they got in high school, they all wore the helmets. They don't? The girls don't wear them?
I'm not experienced with the high school part.
The goggles are really cool, though, because I'm thinking I'm going to go buy some of those clear-looking goggles that you'd wear if you played handball or something. Mm-hmm. But they've got
a
metal cage yeah. across the front of them. It looks really cool.
Not to up your lacrosse, but try golf.
Yeah. As far as expensive goes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Brad played golf in high school, so I know all about that.
They're all, sports are expensive. They're wonderful, and I love it, but it's not cheap. None of them.
I'm hearing kids are expensive.
Yes.
Never ends. So my kid goes out for the trap team. He shot for the Hinges trap team, a Missouri Department of Conservation down there off 44. And, you know, I give him my dad's, that I inherited, 12-gauge shotgun. You only need one shot when you're shooting trap each time you go up, but it's a semi-automatic shotgun, and it's worked fine for me and my dad for 30 years, right? It's a fine shotgun.
You needed anyone?
About 5 weeks into it, he comes to me and goes, Dad, I'm embarrassed to shoot with this gun because all of the kids have newer guns, and most of them are, you know, designed for trap shooting, which has got a longer barrel and it's well balanced and it breaks it down in the middle and I need a new shot. $1,000 later,
good
we've
Lord.
Got a BT-99 a Browning and he's, and there were still kids shooting in that sport that had $5,000 guns.
So again, I mean, moral of the story, Tricia, kids are expensive. But worth it.
Now, you could say no, but then you're crushing your kid's soul. So how can you do that?
Well, isn't that why Mitt Romney wants to give everybody a few $100 a month per kid?
So. Bring it on.
Exactly, yeah.
Thanks, <That's>, Mitt.
That'll take care of it.
Right. Thanks, Mitt.
That'll buy one lacrosse stick.
Yeah. Oh, my. You can buy a stick with that money.
Won't even buy a set of golf clubs.
Oh, boy.
No, it wouldn't.
You're not a
That's
fancy
amazing.
Stick.
You got to bump that up a little bit, Mitt, if I've got to go buy some TaylorMade's or something so the kid doesn't feel bad because he's got cheap golf clubs or something. I mean,
come
on.
Made out of wood.
But Mitt, my kid wants a new shotgun.
Can we up that?
Maybe Uncle Joe will take care of that for us with another stimulus. Mm. Wow.
We'll see.
I'm going to the range when I get mine. I know that. It's going to be great. 314-241-9797. Congresswoman Mary Miller, newest congresswoman from the Metro East, is going to join us. She took John Shimkus' seat over there. Speaker Tim Jones coming up about 6:37, talking about elections and what's going on in Jeff City when it comes to education. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.